This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU weed specialist Brian Jenks from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Brian, we're talking kochia again today. Tell us how growers go about testing for kochia resistance.
In the past, when we've collected kochia to test for resistance, we would just go out to the field at the end of the year. So somebody might spray their field in the beginning of the year, say in May or June, and then they have to wait till October to collect seed because the seed takes a long time to mature. So we would collect the seed, then we bring it to the greenhouse, put it in a pot, let it grow, we spray it, we test it. It takes almost a year to find out. But here in the future, we're going to be able to know within just a couple of weeks if you have resistance or not.
All right, hey, we'll talk about that future testing for kochia when we come back.
Are you in the market for a used combine? Look no further than Gooseneck Implement. We have a vast inventory of quality used combines for you to choose from. Whether you're a seasoned farmer or just starting out, we have the perfect combine to fit your needs. Visit gooseneckimp.com to browse our selection and find the combine that will take your operation to the next level. Gooseneck Implement, the best combines, the best prices, the best financing, and the best customer service. Don't wait any longer. Visit gooseneckimp.com today.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking kochia testing today with Brian Jenks. And Brian, you mentioned before the break, there's a new test out there regarding kochia with this new technology. Tell us more about that.
What we'll be able to do here very soon in the next month or so is we'll be able to test kochia in a rapid manner to see if it has this group 14 resistance or not. So what you'll be able to do, instead of waiting until the end of the year to collect seed, even in May or June after you sprayed, or even before you spray, you could collect a couple of leaves from the kochia and then send it to a lab in Fargo. The lab is called the National Agricultural Genotyping Center, and they will be able to do a genetic test and within just a couple of weeks tell you if you've got this group 14 resistance or not.
All right. Good stuff, Brian, and big stuff. Thanks for that. And that concludes this edition. Hey, if you missed one, catch us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Gooseneck Implement in Minot, by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.